The Communion of Saints. After we have professed our faith in the Holy Catholic Church, the Apostles' Creed continues with the Communion of Saints. This is something implicit in our faith in the Church. An author in the first centuries of the Church states, "What is the Church but the Communion of Saints?" The Church is the body of Christ, to which all the faithful here on earth, those in purgatory and the saints in heaven, belong. And among these three groups, there is a vital interrelation, similar to that of a family, which keeps it together and leads the members to help each other. This communion of life and supernatural goods between the members of the Church and her head, and among the members themselves, is what we call the Communion of Saints. Through baptism, we are incorporated into the body of the Church. When we are baptized, we enter the Church, the mystical body of Christ. That is why we say that through baptism we become part of the body of Christ. When we receive baptism, we unite ourselves with Christ, who is the head of this body, and we begin to become living members. If we lose God's grace, we detach ourselves from the head and become dead members. It is as if a hand were to separate itself from the body. That hand would decompose, die, and be good for nothing. As a consequence, we strive to live always in the state of grace. Each member is united to the other members. We know that when good blood penetrates the members, or parts, of the human body, it helps to keep them alive and to communicate with each other. In the mystical body of Christ, grace is similar to the blood in the human body. Grace and other divine gifts set up a communion of supernatural grace between the members and the head, and among the members themselves. The union among the saints in heaven, the souls in purgatory, and the faithful here on earth. The Church is not made up only of those baptized who still live here on earth, militant Church. The saints in heaven, triumphant Church, and those who are purifying their souls before entering heaven, suffering Church, are also part of the Church. The souls in these three states are united, since Christ, the only head, is the life that vivifies everybody. The communication of spiritual fruit in the Church. The life of the body of Christ is grace, the supernatural life that the members receive from the head. Because of grace, the members are closely united with the head and among themselves. Christ infuses his gifts, the sense of faith and the impulse of charity, and the faithful adore and praise God. The saints in heaven help us, and the souls in purgatory. And we invoke the saints' intercession. We, who are still on earth, help each other and the souls in purgatory, while the souls in purgatory intercede for us. Something similar to blood transfusions takes place in the Church. Christ's grace, the merits of the Blessed Virgin, and the merits of the saints keep our soul alive like a blood transfusion keeps the body alive. Our prayers and our good actions are like good blood that we give to others, to our parents, brothers, friends, etc., and also to the souls in purgatory. Besides, the good actions of other members of the Church help our souls. How to live the Communion of Saints. The Communion of Saints is such a fruitful and consoling reality, and so important for the life and sanctity of the Church, that we cannot overlook the chances to practice it, fighting to improve ourselves and to help others. The best way to live the Communion of Saints is to receive the sacraments, because it is through grace that we unite ourselves more with God, who is Himself holy. Another way is to invoke the Blessed Virgin and the saints, asking them to obtain for us many graces from God. We could help the souls in purgatory, who are longing to enter God's glory, by offering Mass and our work and prayers. We could also help the militant church, Christians who are still pilgrims here on earth, by offering different things to God for their sake. Resolutions for Christian life. One way to live the communion of saints is to pray during the Mass for the souls in purgatory. When a Christian behaves properly, he or she helps the other members of the church. This responsibility should help us to lead a better Christian life every day.